Good morning, young ladies, and thank you for joining with me this morning. So, first I have a story. So there was this little girl who went to church one Sunday, and she heard this song about God's perfect peace. And after church, they went to a lunch buffet, and her parents noticed that she was filling a bowl with peas. And they thought, well, that's really strange. So they went to the table, and she proceeded to eat the peas, but every time she took a bite, she made a horrible face. But she just kept eating them. And so finally her parents said, I don't understand the face you're making when you're eating those peas. And she said, well, we just sang a song in church about God's perfect peas, but these can't be it because they taste awful. So today we're talking about God's peace, not God's peas. So if I asked you to define the word peace, what would be some of the things you would say? What's peace to you?
Tranquility, okay. Like finding like satisfactory in your life.
Okay. Or to go to church and pray every day, then that's peace.
Right, so if you were to survey a bunch of people, I bet you they would name things like no war, no arguments, no conflict, no bad feelings. And those are all things that are external to us, right? Things that are around us. But God says, and we heard it already in the candle lighting, God says, I give you peace, but not as the world gives. God's peace is different. God's peace affects us from the inside out. So let me explain. Today, our Advent candles that we lit are hope and peace. And the rest of them, not to spoil anything, are joy, love, and our Christ candle. And these are gifts that God has given us and repeatedly longs to give us. Hope, peace, joy, love, and his Son, our Savior. But even though God has given us these gifts and made them available to us, we have to accept them. And the peace that God gives us is not something that you could go buy in Walmart or even a fancy store like Macy's. And spoiler alert, God's peace isn't the absence of war or conflict, because we're going to have those things forever. But it's the presence and closeness of God to us, even in the midst of death, disease, turmoil, chaos. It's the closeness that we are, the closeness that God is to us and that we are to him. So I encourage you to spend some quiet time each day now and during our Advent season to continually grab hold of the gifts that God gives us and accept those gifts of hope, peace, joy, love, and definitely his Son. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you give us perfect peace. Help us to quiet ourselves and to feel your closeness and to feel your presence and to know that we can come to you and grab hold of that peace throughout all seasons of the year. In your Son's name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Shannon. Today's first scripture reading comes from the Old Testament.